Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Let's get to our phone lines. David from San Francisco is on the line. Hey, David, how you doing?
Oh, howdy, doctor. I hope you're having a good new year.
Thank you. You too.
I'm glad you were talking about the COVID orphans. That's a really profound issue. I don't know if you're aware of, like, the military technique of burying a nation in medical problems before doing an invasion. For example, I think in the Civil War, if I remember right, it took 11 people to take care of one wounded soldier. So if the North was fighting the South, they would intentionally wound soldiers so that 11 people would be required to take care of that injured person. And by World War One, they had improved things so that it only took 8 people to take care of one wounded person. And so I've been looking at this COVID problem along those lines ever since the start of Trump's mismanagement of it, that he was trying to get people buried in medical problems, buried in medical debt, so that it could be a land grab, or in the case of something like Jeffrey Epstein, that there would be a whole bunch of COVID orphans that would be sent to the wind. That they'd be orphans, okay,
And clue me on Jeffrey Epstein. How was he involved in COVID? David, it's fascinating what you're bringing up, but Jeffrey Epstein to me is, you know, the trafficking, where is that connection in terms of Jeffrey Epstein and COVID?
Well, somebody took over his operation, right? And if you remember, there was a whole lot of Jeffrey Epstein's operation that was never disclosed to the public. That this guy was dealing in thousands and thousands of kids, not just 5 or 10. And that these 5 or 10 that got a jet ride was one thing, but there were people that were being sold to the sex trade in the Middle East, or they were sold to the sex trade in Hong Kong or someplace else, and they were snapping up, you know, corn-fed Omaha girls to be sent as blondes to Saudi Arabia. And this was an ugly thing that Jeffrey Epstein was involved in.
Right.
And a big part of it is, say, for example, Blackwater, where there's another company, Khaki, that sold prostitutes to the troops in the Middle East. And, you know, it wasn't bad enough that they were bringing in heroin into America from Afghanistan, but that they were sending children out to be part of the sex trade in the Middle East. And, you know, why is there an amazing suicide rate among the returning soldiers, but that they knew about it? And that,
right,
that
but in terms of COVID, so just because I want to educate myself, how was that related to COVID, what Epstein did? I mean, he's a piece of work.
Exacerbating a situation for the advantage of pimps and you know, the prostitution industry.
Okay.
It's only a part of it. You know, Donald Trump was organized crime. He made a huge amount of money in money laundering, but it's never said what money launderers he was dealing with. And
okay, now I'm also confused by that. Yeah, and not to interrupt, David, but, you know, you had talked about, because with COVID, I mean, I remember President Trump was like, everybody calm down. We have flu. We have colds. I was under the impression, and from what I saw, Trump didn't want the whole COVID drama and the whole everybody has to shut down. It seemed more like those were more, and I'm not trying to say right left, but it seemed the more blue states were more about shut everything down and disrupt life as opposed to Trump. Are you saying Trump wanted that as well?
Well, I'm a big fan of Moses. And Moses always dealt with epidemics. You remember, there are things that are called acts of God. A blight, a plague, a drought, you know, things like that, mm-hmm. or a flood. Those are acts of God. And the insurance companies can usually waive your contract if you are subject to an act of God. An unnatural flood might get coverage, but a regular old, if you build in a floodplain, you're not going to get paid off,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
No matter what your policy says. In the case of Donald Trump, he's known for probably since he was a kid that if you get people sick, you can, and they get buried in medical debt, they're going to have to sell their land. And so from the very start, Donald Trump gave management over to another real estate developer, Jared Kushner. And so America is still dealing with contracts that Jared Kushner put together.
Hmm.
And so PPE contracts, shipping contracts, storage contracts, you know, the extra frozen refrigerators that have got to hold the Pfizer.
This is interesting it's interesting you bring this up because, you know, I mean, since the beginning, we've wondered where the pandemic roots came from, and we've gotten no clarity. We know Trump went after the World Health Organization for missing this one. We know we're still questioning where this came from with China, but are you saying actually Trump from the very beginning could have been behind the pandemic?
He let it go loose, and as a matter of fact, I contend that it's a pollution-based problem, that it's not a germ warfare thing out of China, it's a pollution-based thing out of China. And the first thing that Donald Trump did was to remove the scientists out of that lab, because... If China was using that lab to research where this disease came from, the U.S. government could have had the Center for Disease Control standing shoulder to shoulder with them, and as soon as the information came in, we'd all have direction to go. And
that's
the World Health Yeah, and the World Health Organization was dragged out of there by Trump, too. So we had no eyes and ears in that research facility, and it's no doubt that the Chinese government was trying to research where this thing came from.
Dave, sorry about that. We're coming up on a hard break. No, but I appreciate you calling in. I appreciate your theories. I mean, personally, I think China was the one covering it up. But, you know, it's an interesting thought. Don't go away, guys. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, actually, I'm on my way to Reno today, and I did a COVID test just to make sure that I'm negative because got a conference up there. And, you know, I haven't gotten my booster yet, and there's been a lot of discussion on, well, if a bunch of us just got Omicron, do we boost? Do we let our bodies rest? Should we get a booster? Should we do a fourth booster? So joining us next to kind of talk about the three W's of COVID boosters is Dr. Rudy Teja, infectious disease specialist at Renown Regional Medical Center. Dr. Teja, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Wow. So, yeah, you've been busy up there. I know what's been going on in northern Nevada. You guys definitely have been, you know, with all the influx of people coming in and tourism, you know, how's COVID and the Omicron wave going up north?
Oh, we just started to get our surge in the past couple of weeks or so, and it has started to get higher and higher. So we've been busy.
Yeah, it sounds it. It sounds it. And Renown is the biggest regional medical center in the area, and so I could just imagine. How's your capacity?
Right now we're handling it. We've always been struggling to work with our staff. We have our staff crisis, as everyone else does. But right now we are managing as best as we can so that we can take care of our patients.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You guys do an amazing job.
Yep.
You know, so so there's been a lot of confusion over the last few weeks how people who got a vaccine, who even got boosted. I took care of a teenager the other day. She got her booster a few weeks back. I'm of the opinion that it's still limited. The reason why we're seeing mild Omicron is because we have about 70% of the population vaccinated. What do you think? This is your specialty.
Yeah, so the boosters, it certainly is something that will protect you from getting Omicron, because if you only fully vaccinated, we've seen a lot of breakthroughs of infections even if you're fully vaccinated, let alone if you're unvaccinated. So we definitely recommend to get booster to get you protected from the Omicron.
In terms of people just getting over Omicron, I know the CDC says go ahead, get it. You know, you can get boosted as soon as you're out of isolation. From an infectious disease standpoint and an immune system, should there be any, is a recuperation needed, or because it's kind of working on new antibodies, there shouldn't be a time lag?
Yeah, great question. Like, if you get a COVID symptoms and you get diagnosed to be positive, and, you know, CDC recommends to wait until you completed your quarantine isolation, as well as your symptoms have to be improved or resolved, and you don't have fever for 24 hours. So during that time, after you completed the quarantine, and when your symptoms are improving or resolved, your immunity actually started to develop, and that's when you probably can get your booster, because getting a booster certainly will help you to protect even further from the Omicron.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And do you know what the status is on the, I remember a year ago they said, look, with Alpha, with Delta, the spike protein mutations, we're going to need to update, the mRNA, which was what was so brilliant about the mRNA technology, we could fine tune it. As many of these spike mutations are similar, many of the variants are similar spike mutations, do we know how soon an updated, not a booster, but an updated vaccine would be, similar to what we do with the flu each year?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't think we know yet. I know there are ongoing research trying to develop more vaccines, and it's really the virus is very unpredictable, and it's certainly expected for that virus to evolve and to mutate, and we don't know what the next variant is going to be, but our scientists are currently developing or tweaking the vaccine so that we can, in the next booster, hopefully will continue to protect us from severe disease, hospitalizations, and death.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, Dr. Rudy Tejia, you being an infectious disease specialist, I love that you're on and joining us today, because in my 25 years experience in medicine, I've never seen a virus like this. I mean, yeah, there's been some similar ones, but a virus that affects your sense of smell and taste for months, the brain fog. What would you liken this to anything else out there? Or is this as shocking to you as it is to me as a family doc?
I would say this is as shocking to me as you are. It is a very interesting virus. It behaves so differently, and the spectrum that it causes, it varies from mild to severe. And what we learned that compared to 2 years ago, we certainly learned a lot more about this virus behavior. And what we know that this virus probably will mutate more, and can cause a pretty severe disease. And the vaccines that we have are actually very protective against those severe disease, hospitalization, and death. And believe me, you do not want to be in the hospital. When it comes to the hospital, you sort of already get all the inflammation that's triggered and caused by the virus, and that's not good. So it's certainly the virus that we still learning till now, but we know more about it than we did 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, one thing I have to remind my listeners, too, is, you know, people are very frustrated with the evolving science on this, but, you know, it's because it's 2022. We've had decades to learn about pneumonia and mono and prostatitis. So this is a brand new disease, and a lot of times diseases and leishmaniasis and all sorts of the other things, malaria, it takes decades to figure out sometimes, huh?
Yes, it's true. Even this is a very new virus for us, and it is very frustrating to some extent to not knowing what we don't know. And but there are tons of clinical research studies and basic science studies looking into this virus, and there are tons of papers out there that are just being published exponentially in the literature, and it is going to take some time for us to really get a good grasp of how we're really going to handle this. But I think we've come far, and I'm fairly impressed with how quick all the clinicians come together, clinicians and scientists come together trying to tackle this virus, and we get quite a bit of a good pharmacotherapy that have proven to improve the severity of the symptoms, you know. So we, and then plus the vaccines, the breakthrough vaccine is just impressive.
Mm-hmm. Once Paxlovid and Molnupiravir could finally hit the pharmacies, that's going to be a game changer as well. But right now, it's the vaccines, and I do credit my vaccine to minimizing the Omicron course. In the last minute or so, what else would you like to tell our listeners?
Well, what I want to tell the listeners is, for those of you who have not been vaccinated, I really, really encourage you to get vaccinated, because the risk of getting COVID if you're unvaccinated is 10 times more likely than those who are vaccinated, and 17 times more likely to get hospitalized and 20 times more likely to die from COVID. So this is a completely preventable disease, and lots of very well-designed studies out there have proven that vaccines work and they're safe. And they're very accessible and easy to get. And they're available and free at no cost to everyone age 5 and older living in the United States.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. Tayshia, we really appreciate what you, your team do, and everybody at Renown. I'm going to be up in your neck of the woods in a few hours. You hang in there. And we can't wait to have you back. How can people find out more information about you and Renown?
I'm sorry, say that again?
How can people find out more information about you and Renown?
So our website is renown.org. And I think there's a search box that you can type in my name on that, and my name should be there.
Sounds great. All right, well, good luck. Thank you. Be safe, and we'll talk soon.
Okay, thank you very much, Dr. Dahlia.
All right, bye-bye.
Take care.
1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, guys. Don't go away.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you
you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer is set to retire. The 83-year-old was nominated by President Bill Clinton and has been on the court since 1994. Breyer has been under pressure to retire out of fear that a future Republican president would appoint a conservative to the high court. Republican Senator Mitch McConnell has said he would block any Supreme Court nominee put forward by President Biden in 2024 if Republicans regain control of the Senate next year. New COVID cases and hospitalizations keep trending downward while the death rate is still on the rise, so said CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky. Top White House COVID advisor Jeff Zients saying the United States is shipping 400 million more vaccine doses to 112 countries. USA Radio News. Faith-based adoption agencies that contract with Michigan can refuse to place children in LGBTQ homes under a settlement filed in federal court.
The settlement comes months after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled for a Catholic charity in a similar case. The State Department of Health and Human Services said Tuesday the High Court's ruling against Philadelphia is binding on the state and limits its ability to enforce a non-discrimination policy. Michigan, like most states, contracts with private agencies to place children with new families. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Gas prices are up for the second time in 3 days. AAA reporting the national average for a price of regular is up a penny to $3.34 a gallon. There could only be two states, Texas and Oklahoma, where the price of gas is under $3 a gallon soon. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So the supply chain crisis, I know people think it's just a headline and, you know, everything's going to be fine. And, you know, I look at things because in the medical industry, I understand that there's always a lag. And we're noticing that we still have shortages. That the supply chain crisis is not going to get fixed anytime soon. And we should all be pretty well versed on when something goes wrong, how poop rolls downhill, because we went through a very unique situation closing down restaurants, industries, dentists. I mean, we just closed places down, and then trying to turn them back on has been pretty challenging. Well, the Commerce Department has surveyed 150 companies. This was last month. The results published show that half of the 150 companies that they have interviewed said they had less than 5 days of computer chips in stock. 5 days of inventory. No room for error. This according to Commerce Secretary Raimondo. So, if we're just talking computer chips that run our hospitals, that run our cars, you know, this isn't just a supply chain issue going, all right, well, we're running low on toilet paper. We are deathly, and I use that term deathly because I think it is going to be our evolutionary demise. We are deathly dependent on computers. And if most of whom they have interviewed said, look, we're screwed, then we're screwed. They said the survey of 150 companies found the median stock had fallen from 40 days in 2019 to less than 5 days at the end of 2021. 5 days of inventory, no room for error. That just shows how fragile our supply chain crisis is. In an accompanying blog post, Raimondo wrote that the inventories were even smaller in certain key industries. So, you know, we're thinking, okay, oh, these companies, 5 days, that's of those surveyed. Those who might not have been big enough to meet that, you know, kind of survey quota or threshold, maybe less. So she says, and if you remember, Gina Raimondo was governor of Rhode Island. She said that means if a COVID outbreak, a natural disaster, or political instability disrupts a foreign semiconductor facility for even just a few weeks, it has the potential to shut down a manufacturing facility in the U.S., putting American workers and their families at risk. How do we fix the supply chain crisis? Car makers have been the worst hit. Chip shortages have driven up car prices, contributing 7% year-over-year increase. Last September, General Motors, parent company of Chevy, GMC, Cadillac, Buick, had to temporarily halt production at 6 of its North American factories. When there's a halt in production, there's less supply. If demand exceeds supply, prices go up. In November, it emerged that Tesla had shipped some of its new Model 3 and Model Y vehicles without USB ports because of the shortage. I don't know about you guys, but it's not the cup holder I use the most in my car. It's my USB port. Gamers struggled to get their hands on the latest consoles as Microsoft and Sony said they didn't have enough materials to produce enough Xbox or PlayStation 5 machines to keep up with demand. I didn't buy one. I don't know about you guys, but this Christmas, how expensive were they? My guess is they were a lot pricier than they should have been. Gina Raimondo said the solution lays in Congress passing stalled legislation that would provide $52 billion for domestic semiconductor production. She says with skyrocketing demand and full utilization of existing manufacturing facilities, it's clear the only solution to solve this crisis is in the long term is to rebuild our domestic manufacturing capabilities. We have gotten eerily dependent on foreign countries. Look at how those COVID test kits you guys are getting in the mail for free. They're made in China. We have to improve what we do within the United States. Now, I'm sure there's tons of ways to incentivize businesses. You know, I like the idea of, you know, some money being infused, but we've been spending like crazy as it is. Wasn't that the infrastructure bill? Didn't the infrastructure include manufacturing? If it didn't, why the hell not? So House Democrats are expected as early as, I guess, was it this week, to introduce legislation aimed at increasing U.S. competitiveness with China and spending $52 billion on semiconductor production and research. That's according to Reuters. The Senate has approved funding in June. Joe Biden has been pressing Congress to approve more funds to boost chip production in the U.S., as shortages of the key components used in autos and computers have exacerbated supply chain bottlenecks. Intel Corp is planning to invest $20 billion to build two new chip plants in Ohio. Samsung Electronics is using Taylor, Texas, for a new $17 billion plant to make advanced chips. I just don't like this concept of us being so reliant on computers as it is. Now, I told you when a nearby hospital system was hacked, the, you know, the providers, nurses, staff, they couldn't write simple orders. They're not stupid. It's just everything now is so reliant on computers that they couldn't function. Students, residents were talking to me about what's going on. I'm like, you know, they go, gosh, you know, we can't order a CT scan. I'm like, go downstairs. That's what I did. Huh? I went downstairs to radiology. Sometimes they put radiologists in a basement, but I went downstairs and I ordered the test verbally. I heard from one doctor at this conference that somebody ran into the bathroom, took paper towel, apparently one of those long paper towel rolls, and wrote the orders on paper towel to hand it to a provider, to a nurse, to get something done. Now, I get it. You got to document. You can't have things halfway. This can't be like, you know, a mass unit. It has to be. There has to be some order. But to see a hospital crumble and have to triage patients because of a cyber hack, because of a computer issue, if we're that reliant on computer chips and we don't have enough, what else is our food? Are cows being milked electronically? You know, we have become so dependent on computers. I mean, get this. I was up in Harris Lake Tahoe. Exquisite hotel. Tahoe's exquisite. But I was with some of the doctors. They wanted to go to the casino. I'm not a big gambler because of my dad. I didn't like what he did. And one of our buddies was playing craps. I didn't recognize he was playing craps because he was sitting. You don't sit in craps. Except now, and I posted a picture on my Facebook, now apparently there are digital tables. So you sit down on a screen, you're almost distanced from other people, and you put in your bet on a computer screen. So none of this throwing chips and having all these dealers, you know, I want this on the come or the don't come or, you know, field or C and E and whatever you do in craps. And the only person that stood up was the roller, the guy that rolled the dice. And there was, you know, maybe some high-fiving, and then there was a computer, you know, that would say hot roller. And how many dealers were there? One. The dealer didn't even have to learn the math. I mean, I'm sure the dealers do because they were trained before all this happened, but whenever there was a roll, they would look to their computer. We did this to ourselves because we want to be free of people. It costs too much to have humans as employees. So everything's being automated, even medicine. And now we're running out of chips. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So if you remember last week, the Supreme Court had said that OSHA overstepped their authority, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, to mandate private employers with over 100 employees to require vaccines or testing in order for somebody to maintain employment. Well, many asked, well, what happens next? Well, President Biden had last week said they still encouraged private employers to still mandate and that they do it on their own without the OSHA threat of fines and all that. Well, I believe on Tuesday, yesterday, the Labor Department and OSHA withdrew the mandate officially. So, the Labor Department posted on January 13, 2022, the Supreme Court stayed the vaccine and testing ETS, finding that challengers were likely to prevail on their claims. After evaluating the court's decision, OSHA was withdrawing the emergency temporary standard, that's what ETS is, of vaccine and testing as an enforceable emergency temporary standard. To the extent that this withdrawal is not already generally exempt from the notice and comment requirements of the Administrative Procedure Act and OSHA Act, OSHA finds good cause that the opportunity for public comment on this withdrawal is impractical, unnecessary, and contrary to the public interest, because it would unnecessarily delay the resolution for ambiguity for employers and workers alike. Meaning, if they try to proceed and let there be a discussion of this or whatever, already employers and employees are pretty confused. And as we were just talking about with the factory issue and, you know, us being in trouble when it comes to chips and things like that and supply chain issues, it was a bad move to, in the midst of this labor crisis, this short staff shortage, this staff shortage crisis, this debacle that we had in terms of unemployment. But you see, you're not supposed to be able to get unemployment if you're healthy enough to work and there's jobs available. If there's jobs available, then you should be you should not be able to get unemployment. The problem is this has been, because of COVID, all prior rules out the door. Now, OSHA, however, still wants there to be a vaccine mandate. And in fact, OSHA is not withdrawing the ETS to the extent that it serves as a proposed rule of the act. This action does not affect the ETS's status as a proposal under Section 6B of the Act or otherwise whatever. So what they're saying is they do want this eventually to be the law of the land, but they just can't necessarily do it right now as a temporary ETS. They say, notwithstanding the withdrawal of the vaccination testing ETS, OSHA continues to strongly encourage vaccination of workers against the continuing dangers posed by COVID-19 in the workplace, which I think is fine. You can encourage the vaccine. I encourage the vaccine. I think the vaccine does help stave off hospitalization and death. You just can't force it. You can't force somebody to get something in their body and have to choose between feeding their family or not. You can't, you know, have an industry where you can't work anywhere because you don't have proof that you got something put into your body. Now, if you remember, the Supreme Court ruled against the 6-3 OSHA's enforcement of the vaccine or test mandate for businesses with over 100 employees. It did, however, maintain the ability for vaccine mandates to continue in the healthcare sector, ruling 5-4. I think even Brett Kavanaugh and Chief Justice Roberts agreed with it as well, because they said it saves lives. We need to keep our workers working. But fascinatingly, a lot of hospitals are like, we'll take you back. If you're not vaccinated, we'll take you back. The problem is Biden made a rule that you will not be eligible for Medicare and Medicaid federally, you know, or funds if you don't have the vaccine mandate. Now, what a lot of places have been doing is helping people with their exemptions. Because these places are so, because with the vaccine mandate or test, and I believe this rule still allows that testing option, somebody could test each week. But you might have somebody, and understandably so, say, oh, hell no. You're not sticking anything more into my nose. This is not, I'm done. And we're not, no, not getting the vaccine. Fire me if you have to. So what I'm hearing is a lot of medical facilities, nothing being advertised, obviously, is like, look, listen, I don't want to fire you. If you have an exemption, can you put an exemption? If you have an exemption, we can make this work. Because, again, if these hospitals don't have, I think it has to be 90%. I have to double check. If they don't have 90% of their staff technically vaccinated, they lose federal funds. And by the way, who loses? Who's the biggest loser? Who is the biggest victim of losing federal funds? It's those with Medicare and Medicaid. My mom was vaccinated, but she might not be able to find a facility if they lose their Medicare funding, and they go, fine, we just won't take any Medicare or Medicaid people. So, these threats, end up actually hurting, the vulnerable people that they're trying to protect. It makes no sense to me. No sense at all. So what was the OSHA's vaccine mandate? Why is this important if the Supreme Court ruled against it? Remember, it's allowed to go into place if Congress rules. OSHA is going now through the process of including a vaccine mandate into worker safety. OSHA's job is to improve workplace safety. I don't see how they can include the vaccine because vaccinated people are still spreading the virus. So if you have two workers, one vaccinated and one unvaccinated, and they're like, we're here to work, which one of them is not going to get Omicron? Neither. They both could get Omicron. Which one of them will not spread Omicron? They both can spread it. So I just don't see how the mandate can work. The problem is I don't really hear anybody arguing that point. If vaccinated individuals can still spread it, why do they get to work and an unvaccinated individual that could also have natural immunity can't? Well, because unvaccinated spread them. We just said vaccinated people can't do. So what the OSHA mandate was going to be was you would be fined. Any employee who was not fully vaccinated, and remember, the CDC is pivoting their language. They're pivoting their language to now include being up to date. An employer would be fined $13,600 per employee, up to $136,500 for repeat offenders. These penalties would then extend to vaccines if this comes back. We'll keep you posted. Peter Robbins, the voice of Charlie Brown. The actor has died at age 65. He was the iconic voice of Charlie Brown when it launched in 1963. He was only 9 years old. He had struggled with mental health issues, addiction issues. Apparently, he was released from prison in 2019 from making criminal threats against several people, including San Diego County Sheriff William Gore. Apparently, he had bipolar, paranoid schizophrenia, but when he got out of jail, he really tried to, speak about mental illness and try to, turn a new leaf and be an advocate for people with mental illness. Sadly, we're told he did commit suicide. He was only 65. So, we talk about suicide. It's absolutely crushing. There are hotlines. National Suicide Prevention Lifeline number is 1-800-273-TALK. 1-800-273-TALK. You could also text HOME, H-O-M-E, to 741-741 to reach a crisis counselor. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DR-KELLY.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.